Okay, we're on Kuf Aleph on the base. Anybody make a cheshbon of when the Siyum is going to be?
Pesach.
During Pesach?
Yeah,
I'll
have a
shiur
on the
way.
It would cover.
We'll leave it for after Pesach, so we won't have a shiur on the way. We have a machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Somebody says that he's chayiv a mona to someone else, and he doesn't say atim edai, but he writes it down, not a shtar. He just writes that I owe you so and so. He doesn't sign it and doesn't put his name on it, so it doesn't have a din of a shtar, but it's a strong hodah. Is that enough to be mechayiv him that he can't change his mind? So Mara says, nah, now we're going to be right from our Mishnah. Hanosi es ha'isha, upaska imo lazunas bita chamishonim, chayiv lazona chamishonim. Person, marries a woman and he agrees to, to support her daughter, his stepdaughter, for 5 years. So he's chayiv. So Mara says, my love, can't be talking in a case where he did it in such a way that it's Mechayiv himself 100% Pekinyan, whatever, because he wants a chiddush. My love, ki hai gavna, must be talking in a case where it's not so simple, where he didn't make any kinyan on him, he just was molde that he would do it, and he wrote it down, and he's chayiv. Mara says, lo b'shtar, b'shtar psikta. He's talking where he wrote it down, b'shtar psikta, which is not the same case as here where he just was molde. Here there was something that's similar to a kinyan. See, it wasn't exactly a kinyan, but similar. Rashi, bishtori psikta. Been Rashi before? My love kahai ki hai gavna. My edus yeshla laachers man bedover zeh. Love ki hai gavna. Later on, she'll come and she'll say he was mechayiv himself to support my daughter for 5 years. What is she going on? What did he do? Right, Shemoser Lashtar Bifnei Edim, the Kasu Bo Ploni Kibel Olav Kach, the Ain Shom Lo Kinyan Velo Chasima. He didn't sign this as a star. He didn't write his name in it for as an IOU. It's just a written commitment. The Ihavi Shtar Chosum Biyodim Ayla Memra. Because if we're talking where he wrote a star, a regular star, then what's the chiddush over here? That the person writes a shtar and he makes a kinyan that he has to support his stepdaughter. So what's the chiddush? Of course he has to do it. Why the Mishnah wouldn't say it? So it must be talking about a case that's not so simple. Mordechai says, "Lo, b'shtori psikta, hachosin v'hakala poskim tnoim shebeinayim." So we call it tnoim. Okay, they make conditions, monetary conditions, and in that shtori psikta, in the tnoim, it said that the woman had a stepdaughter from another marriage, and in the Tanoim it said that the chosen will support the stepdaughter for 5 years, right? And that was shebeinayim bifnei edim, and this was all done in front of edim. The ha'edim chosim edus gemura, and the edim sign on this, right? But there's no kinyan. Then tomarim came my lameima. So what's the chiddush? It's going to lack a kinyan el dvorim. This kind of thing, you don't need a kinyan, because with the hanoah that they're going to get married, they're going to, the whole purpose of a kinyan is to make sure that people have committed themselves completely, and therefore there's no place to back out. So a kinyan creates that commitment. But over here, the fact that they're going to get married creates that kinyan. Domer of Gidl, Omer Rav, Kama Tanosin Levincha, Kach Vekach, Kama Tanosin Levitcha, Kach Vekach. The tznoyim, the monetary responsibilities between the families, right? That's the tznoyim. Omdu v'kidshu konu, the fact that they're getting the hanov, getting married, that in itself makes it that they have a gemiras das, that they commit themselves. Hein hein advorim haniknim b'amira. You don't need a kinyan on this. There's a machlokus whether it's dafka, where they make kiddushin that day. The Tznayim was written the day they made the marriage, like we do anyway for different reasons. And then the fact that they got married that day is enough to create an atmosphere of a kinyan, even though there was no kinyan. But others hold that, but if it's not what's it called, they don't make kedushin that day, then you need a kinyan on the tnoyim. That's why the minig is that those who write tnoyim make a kinyan, because they don't get married the day they write the tnoyim, normally. Others hold that since eventually they get married, then the tnoyim is chal even without a kinyan, even if it's not written on the day that they actually get married. Okay. So therefore, over here is no raya. Over here, since it's shtori psikta, is a special halacha. There, everybody would agree that that you can't back out even if you didn't make a kinyan. But in our case, where there's no specific chiyuv and there's no specific hanoah, right? Stam, a person was molde, and he did it in writing, but there was no kinyan made, and there was no real star. There, what's it called, like Rish Lakish says, maybe it's not binding. Toshma. Kosh of the Kohen, Shani Chayiv L'Chachom Esloim, right? The person wrote an IOU to a Kohen. I'm chayiv to you 5 sloim. But he didn't write it again with it. He didn't sign it. He didn't write his name. He just gave the Kohen a verbal commitment that he's going to give him 5 sloim. So chayiv liten lochom sloim. He has to give him the 5 sloim. But no, ain't no pada. But even if he gives the 5 sloim, it doesn't help for pidyon haben. Okay. So the Gemara seems to say over here that you have to give him the 5 sloim though. Look at Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, so Mara says the but mashma, what's it called? That that the chiyuv to give the 5 sloim is there. So you see that what's it called? That even though there was no kinyan, and since he made the hodah in writing, he can't back out. Mara says no. Shani hosin the meshubed lemidoraisa. Now over there, the reason that he what's it called has to follow through is because he's chayiv to the Kohen 5 sloim in HaTorah. Maybe not this Kohen, but a Kohen. Therefore, since there's already a chiyuv, then if he's molde, and he does it in writing, then even Rish Lakish would agree that it's binding. But where there's no chiyuv to begin with, right, there's no shibud to begin with, there Rish Lakish would hold that it doesn't help. Shmura says, if that's the case, yihachi b'no amenu padam. Then if that's the case, that it's because of the shibud of the pidyon haben that he has to give the 5 sloim. So when he actually gives the 5 sloim, why isn't the child padur? Why isn't there a pidyon haben? Why is it considered just like a present? Kida'ula. The Amar Ula, Dvar Torah padur. Kshiyite. Really, minat Torah, when he gives the 5 sloim, the child is padur. And he's giving it because of pidyon haben. And therefore there's a shibud. And because of that, writing it is mechayiv him. Right, even though normally maybe like Rish Lakish says it wouldn't be. So why did the Rabbanan say that it doesn't help for pidyon haben? Because we're afraid that if the pidyon haben is chal when he gives the money after he gave this IOU, people will think that the actual pidyon haben took place with the IOU. And they'll think that you can be pulled a kid with a shtar. In other words, a shtar means Reuven owes Shimon $100. Okay? And Shimon has a shtar that says Reuven owes him $100. Five sloim. Five shkolim. And Reuven gives that shtar to a Kohen, or let's say he says he owes him 10 shkolim. He gives it to him, says it's worth on the market 5 shkolim, the shtar. You could sell that star for 5 shkolim. Somebody's willing to invest 5 shkolim for now, with a risk that maybe the guy won't pay him. And also he's taking time, he won't get paid right away. So he's willing to pay 5 shkolim for a 10 shkolim star. So I give the Kohen that star and tell him my child should be podui with the value of this star. That's no good, because you can't be pod the pidyon haben with shtaros, special klal pratu klal. There has to be something that's gufo mamon, right? And shtaros are not gufo mamon. So therefore, if somebody sees that I gave a Kohen an IOU, right? And then I gave him the 5 sloim, people will think that the pidyon haben already took place from the time I gave him the IOU. And they'll think that you can be pulled there with a shtar, which you can't. So they made a gzeira that even if you give the money, it won't help. So Morris says, Hashem Yom Pom Bishtoros. So that's what's it called, oh no, we skipped something. Mara says that what's it called? Shani Hoshin de Meshubad Le Midoraisa. Right? Really over there, the reason that the IOU helps and he can't back out is not because he's given him a present. He is being mechayiv himself to give that five sloyim that he's already chayiv min haTorah. Therefore, since there's a shibud min haTorah, you can, and you wrote something, that hodah already you can't back out. But if there never was a chiyuv to begin with, then you can back out like Rish Lakish says. Where it says, Yehochi ame kosav, somebody write it. The Maisa, right now, the IOU itself doesn't help. It's only when he's going to give the five sloyim. So what does this hodah help for? Where it says, Kedei Levar, lo kohen. He now is obligated to give the five sloyim to that kohen. Otherwise, you give it to any kohen. Now he's already being mavar, which kohen he's going to give it to. So he promised this kohen, since there's a shibu to give the five sloyim to some kohen, the promise in writing is irrevocable. Masha ein kein, what's it called, in a normal case, where I stamp promise you something, right, and I didn't make a kinyan, and even if I didn't in writing, their reish lakish says doesn't help. Or it says, ihochi beno ami pod. If that's the case, that the reason that it takes effect, that I have to give the kohen that money, is because of pidyon haben, not because it's stam a present. So then if I give him the five sloyim, why isn't the child podly? Or it says, kedu'ula, domer ula dvar Torah podly, sheyitain, umay time omer beno eno podly, gzera shem yomru podly mishtaros. The reason he's not is because of gzera, because we're afraid that if you give this IOU and then give the five sloyim, people will think that the IOU already was affected the pidyon haben. And they'll think that you can be pulled to them with a regular star, and you can't do that. Okay. Rashi. Levar lo kohen, shlo yitnen lo kohen acher. He now, clarifies which kohen he's going to give it to, and now he can't give it to another kohen. But this hodah only strengthens the shibud d'oraisa that he already exists. Mercy Hochi, the time of Mishum Shibuda de Raisahu, the Havile Kameyad Adim, the Chosmim, Amayim Benopodah. If that's the case, then it's a bona fide, Chiyuv. Because of the Pidyon Aben, then why, when he gives the money, isn't the child Podah? Why do we consider it a Matana? Mercy says, we don't consider it a Matana. Really, his child should be Podah. But we're afraid that if people see this whole transaction, they'll think that you could be Podah with a star. And I have somebody owes me $100. I have a star, and I give that star to the Kohen, right, to cover Pidyon Aben. That for sure doesn't help. They'll see, I gave a star, and I owe you to the Kohen, and eventually I gave the money, and it helps. So people will think that you can give a star too. Mali haishtar la haishtar. The anan tnam mesechus becharos ain't podium lo bavodim velo bishtaros lo bekarkos. The athlean hos from mikroi and perigesh bechor la nachla. Mara learns that out of a cloud, proud of cloud, that you can't be polder with something that is karka, it has to be metalkalin, it has to be gufa mama, and it has to be intrinsically worth money, not a star which intrinsically has no value, except for the paper. Okay, Omar Rava, Kitanoi. This machlokus Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, the Choros machlokus Tanoi, whether a admission in writing, which doesn't involve a kinyan, and doesn't involve a real star, is irrevocable or not. Where is the case? Or if Hayotzi Acher Chisum Shtaros, they wrote a star, they signed to Edim that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then somebody signed after the Edim, I'll guarantee this loan. If you can't get it from Reuven, come to me. That's an Orev. But it's an Orev who was not in the Shtar, where there was a Kinyan made on the Arevas, but it was an Orev after the Shtar was finished. So it's what it is a Hodah, a Hischaivus, the Ksav. Exactly the same case as Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So Gov Menachos Menechore. So it doesn't have a din of a Shtar, because it doesn't have a call. Right, since he signed after the Edim, so you can't collect from Mishubadim. But your govim and a chosim b'rechorin. That means it is chayiv. So you see, if a person is mechayiv himself without a kinyan and without a star, just in writing, that you can't back out. Maisa bol lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, v'omer go v'menechosim v'nechorim. Rabbi Shmuel Taka affirmed this, that Maisa came like that, with an Arev who signed after the Edim signed on the Shtar, and he considered it an irrevocable Hodah, Chishchaivus, and he's chayiv to, what's it called, the Arev is chayiv to pay. Omer lo benanis, eno go v'lo menechosim v'nechorim v'lo menechosim v'shubadim. Right? That no, it's no Chishchaivus, since there's no Kenyan over here, there's no Shtar, you can't collect anything. You can't collect from the Orif. Omer lo, loma omer lo. So that's the case. Why do you say it? He says, no, Hari Shahaya Chonik is Chadeiro Bishuk. Right? What would be the following case? Somebody's choking somebody to get his money. And somebody passes by and he has Rachmanis on the Love who's being choked, right, because he doesn't have money to pay. Leave him alone. I'll pay for him. She's potter. Then the guy comes to him. Right? The other guy runs away, so he can't choke him anymore. This guy has a thick neck, so he can't choke him. And he says, "You pay up." He said, "I just said that. I didn't really mean it." He's potter. Because there's no Kenyan over here. An Arev usually, right, is mechayev himself bahu hanah. With the enjoyment the Arev gets that the person trusts him. But that's if he did it at the time of the loan. Then you're loaning him money, right, on my guarantee. So with that hanor that I get, that people trust me, I'm a chayiv myself. That creates a kinyan. But over here, you didn't loan the money because of me. I signed after the whole loan was finished. So there's no chashivas that you loaned the money because of me. I came after the fact. And there, Benana says, therefore, what's it called? I try to save the other guy, whatever, make it nice, but there's no ischaivas. I'm not chayiv. Lame Rabbi Yochanan Domer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Shmuel that it is a ischaivas, even though there's no kinyan, but it's ischaivas in writing, and therefore you can't back out. And Reish Lakish Omer, the Omer ke Benanis. And Reish Lakish also like Benanis. Omer says, no, Aliba the Benanis. So let's see Rashi till here. La'achar chisum shtaras, tachas chasimus va'idim, kosu ploni orev. But who mode the dover? He admits that he wrote that. But he didn't write it in the shtar. They wrote it after the shtar was finished. But it's in writing. Gova min chosu min echorin, ha'malva min ha'orev, v'lo min chosu min shubodim. The malva then can come then to the guarantor and collect if he can't collect it from the lovin. But he can't take it from Meshubadim, only from Bnei Chorin, from money that the Orid has. Kiven, not that he sold and became Meshubad. Kiven to La'achr Chisum Shtaru, Havilei Kamil Valpeh. It's not considered a Shtar that's Motzi Kol. That's the reason you collect from Meshubadim. It's just an admission in writing, but it's not a Shtar. So therefore you can collect, but not from Bnei Chorin. So that the Chorin is like Rabbi Yochanan, that an admission in writing is binding. Aliva de Benanis, Kuli Amasmur says, what's it called, that, and Benanis holds, no, it's not binding. Now you hold, that would be like Reish Lakish. So the Machlokis, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is the Machlokis, Rabbi Shmuel, and Benanis. Smur says, no. Aliva de Benanis, Kuli Amalopliga. You're right. According to Benanis, who says that it's not binding, Rabbi Yochanan can't hold like Benanis. So there, what's it called? Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yochanan, Benanis doesn't hold like me. And Reish Lakish would say, yeah, Benanis could hold like Benanis. So in Benanis, there's no machlokas, right? You're right. Rabbi Yochanan can't hold like Benanis. However, ki pligi aliva de Rabbi Shmuel, but not that Reish Lakish has to hold, like Rabbi Yochanan has to hold, Reish Lakish can't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. That not. Reish Lakish can even hold like Rabbi Shmuel. It's not a machlokas. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are the same machlokas. Because Reish Lakish could hold like either one. Right? Rabbi Yochanan can't, but Reish Lakish could. Why? Rabbi Yochanan could Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Vadei would have to hold that Rabbi Shmuel. But Reish Lakish could say, I hold that Rabbi Shmuel. But in my case, it's different. Why? Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Shmuel hasam el deshaich le shibud deraisa. An Arev, there is a shibud that an Arev is from the Torah, is a guarantor. Rashi said, learn from a pasuk. Right? So therefore there's already a shibud. So you can strengthen that shibud without a kinyan with a written admission. but where there's no shibur at all, stam, I say I'm going to give you $200, and I don't make any kinyonim except I'm molde b'ksav. There is lucky shows, doesn't help. If there's already some kind of shibud, then it works. But if it's no kind of shibud, then Rish Lakish says, then I hold that even in writing it's not going to help. That which you said, that Rabbi Yochanan would have to hold the Rabbi Shmuel, that I agree. The Rabbi Yochanan could Rabbi Shmuel, the local Benanis, the mother of Rabbi Yochanan, the Benanis Potter. Rabbi Yochanan would say, I can't hold that Rabbananis. Benanis holds over there that you're Potter, surely in my case you're Potter. The Hashto, Ma Ori, the Shibude, Raisahu, the Siv, Anochi Arden, or Rashi Lunfa Posik, by Yehuda. Anochi Arden, you see that you can guarantee something. Kileka Eidim Potter, Koshke, Gaigan. If there's no Eidim, there's no Kenyan. That your potter calls she came where there's no shibud d'oraisa, right? But Reish Lakish could say ki plige kolomer hodem esukim Reish Lakish ki ben nanis loker bishmuel lesa. That which you said that Reish Lakish has to hold like ben nanis not bishmuel, that's not true. Reish Lakish could even hold like Rabbi Shmuel. D'omer v'charish Lakish ano afilu Rabbi Shmuel kapol gina ad Rabbi Yochanan. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, I could be okay. Why? Because over there, by an Arev is Shibud El Daraisa. An Arev, we learn from a pasuk that there's already a Shibud that's created by a guarantor. So therefore, even if it wasn't with a Kenyan, and it wasn't in a Shtar, but it was afterwards, then the Shibud El Daraisa that normally applies to an Arev, here with a written admission, it's strong enough to be binding. But Avahacha, Ploni Chayiv, Leka Shibud El Daraisa. Stama guy says, I'm chayiv you $200. There's no shibud over here that you're strengthening. The whole thing has to be my admission. And therefore, my admission, even in writing, without a kinyan or whatever, is meaningless.